Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
In case the wind
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are anchoring you. Thank you, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If it had not been for him, where would we be at this day? He woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Oh, we come to say thank you. We come this morning with a humble heart and stretched out arms to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign today in our lives. Rule and reign in our services on today. From the pulpit to the back door, we say, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come pleading the blood of Jesus over each and every one on this line today, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you for your grace and mercy that sustain us as we slept in slumber on last night. You sleep nor slumber. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to lift you up in Restoration Foundation today. Have your way in our services on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name. We thank you for the visionary of this line. And thank you for the prophet, Lord God, as he continuously pour out to your people, Father God, near and far. Pour back into him your strength, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory, Father God, that no weapon formed against him should prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover the entire Matthew family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver and set free, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We just come to say thank you, Lord, that we didn't get a 911 call on last night, Lord God, that our loved ones are still in the land of living, Lord God. And we say thank you. Thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God, keeping them in your keeping care, keeping your arms around them, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Your word says, you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So I come to lift you up this morning, magnify your name this morning. And you say, when you be lifted up, you will draw. So we thank you for your drawing power today, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God, because we are nothing without you, Father God. We can do nothing without you, Father God. But we come this morning to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. You love us all equally. You have no favorite child. And we say thank you. So we come to bless your name today, Father God, for breakthroughs in our services on today, Lord God, and not a breakdown. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come lifting up Rita, Lord God, and her entire family, Father God. We ask you to continue to keep your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. We thank you for doing a new thing in baby Michael, Father God. Continue to strengthen his body, God, that only you can do, Lord God. Healing is the children's bread. Oh, we thank you for your healing power because you the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just come and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We are anchored in you, Lord God. We are anchored in you today, Lord God, and we say thank you. That no weapon formed against your children shall prosper, but every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come and say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, Father. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We come to tear down strongholds today of depression, oppression, rejection today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Biden and Harrison to you today, Father God, and their families, Lord God. Continuously keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, seen and unseen sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. From top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner, Washington, D.C., Lord God. Have your way in Washington, D.C., Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for going to the hospitals on today, going from room to room, floor to floor, Lord God. Healing and deliverance set free, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the nursing homes on today, Father God. In every city, every state throughout the nation, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Create miracle signs and wonders that only you can do. Because all power is in your hands, Father God. And we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We just come to holler your name today. For being Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You've given us this day our daily bread. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God. Cover all schools, Lord God, with the blood. Keep those children safe from all harm and danger, Father God. From the daycare to the college campus, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Have your way on this line today, God. Heal and deliverance set free on this line today, Lord God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, fall on this line today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you, our strength, our peace, and our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we say thank you. We will be that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved by no circumstances or situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We lift up our neighborhoods to you today, Lord God. Our neighbors and our neighborhoods, have your way in our neighbors' homes as well, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do a shana, do a turnaround in our neighborhoods, Lord God, for you get all the glory. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just come to say how much we love you, how much we need you. We're nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength today. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters, Lord God, that they all be blessed going out and blessed coming in on today, that they are the head and not the tail, they are above and not beneath, that they are more than conquerors, and we say thank you. The eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard what you're doing for them, Lord God. And we say thank you in advance, Father God. We say thank you, because you're not a man, shall I, son of a man, need to repent. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us dominion over every breathing, creeping thing on this earth today, God. We say thank you. And we speak life, life into your people on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because your right hand is holding us all up today, God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, that we should live and not die, do what you called us to do. We can't do nothing there, Lord. And we say thank you for life. Life, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and nothing else, because we are anchored in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We honor you and we worship you, O Father God, for who you are and who you are and who you have been in each and every individual, O Father God. O Father God, we want to honor you and praise you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God, there's no other God like you, oh, Father God, because you are the God of God and the Lords of Lords. Father God, we do not have Zeus or any other deity or entity, oh, Father God, that we may have entertained in the past because of our ignorance and not knowing and not studying your word. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, oh, Father God, the leader and guide into all truth, oh, Father God, for establishing us in your righteousness, oh, Father God, even in our understanding and even in our subconscious, conscious and unconscious, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God, for regulating those things in us, oh, Father God, so that the blinders and the scales, oh, Father God, throughout our experiences and throughout our years, oh, Father God, they have fallen off, oh, Father God. And you have touched our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we can see beyond sin, oh, Father God, and see what's really going on, oh, Father God, and apply your word, oh, Father God, to all of those things that you have allowed us to see, oh, Father God, even through our experiences, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your love, your great love that you have toward us, oh, Father God, because in your word it says you would never leave us nor forsake us, nor would you see the righteous forsaken nor begging bread. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, even for preparing us now, oh, Father God, at the deepest resources of our beings, oh, Father God, preparing us, oh, Father God, for what is to come, oh, Father God, gently fitting our armor upon us, oh, Father God, getting us ready, oh, Father God, for the battle that is to come and the battle that we are in. Oh, Father God, this have times have changed naturally upon the earth. Times have changed spiritually, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for giving us, oh, Father God, the weapons of warfare, oh, Father God, to fight and overcome, because the battle really has already been won, oh, Father God. But it's just a reminder, oh, Father God, in the dispensation season and time that we are in, that you're bringing us through, oh, Father God, and to stand strong, oh, Father God, we stand upon your word, oh, Father God, we stand upon your inner word, oh, Father God, we stand upon the interpretation of your word that you have given to each individual, oh, Father God, for their cognitive understanding, oh, Father God, and to see what you desire for them to see, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we stand upon your word, even through the different translations, oh, Father God. You have given us the eyes and the spirit to see, oh, Father God, the trueness, oh, Father God, of what's really going on, oh, Father God, because, oh, Father God, we have come to know, oh, Father God, the truth is hidden up in the lie, oh, Father God, and you have given us eyes to see, oh, Father God, the truth, oh, Father God, of everything, oh, Father God, that may be hidden in a lie, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have given us the ability, oh, Father God, for each individual. We thank you for giving us and each and every individual the ability to strive in this season and to stand strong, oh, Father God, being your pillars here upon earth and your vessels, oh, Father God, to carry and to be, oh, Father God, that which you have called us to be at this time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have called some, oh, Father God, to be on me in the spiritual realm. Oh, Father God, you have called some to be in the Navy, in the spiritual realm, oh, Father God. You have called some to be Marines, oh, Father God, in the spiritual realm. You have come, you have anointed some to be keepers of the air, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Even you have called some, oh, Father God, to go beyond, oh, Father God, in the second heavens, oh, Father God, because you tell us, oh, Father God, that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities in high places, oh, Father God. So we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time that we are in, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for covering us, oh, Father God, of what the enemy desired, oh, Father God, to instill and plant in our lives, oh, Father God, in this season. Because in this season, you are making all things new, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, those things that the enemy, oh, Father God, have tried to instill in our life to cause harm, oh, Father God, we thank you for turning them around for good, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and glorify you and magnify you, oh, Father God, for who you are in each and every individual life, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise and honor you and glorify you for everything that we do, oh, Father God, even the steps that we take, even the movements of our physical body, oh, Father God. Oh, and also, Father God, we want to say thank you for strengthening, oh, Father God, our inner organs, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting stress and anxiety, oh, Father God, have rule and reign over us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us that firm, oh, Father God, on solid ground where we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, oh, Father God, that we may have entertained that may try to rise up. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for having our ears, oh, Father God, attuned, oh, Father God, to you and your frequency, oh, Father God, and your frequency and your voice alone, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this season, oh, Father God. We thank you for covering us, oh, Father God, even our loved ones, oh, Father God, even for the ones that, oh, Father God, tried to not understand, oh, Father God, the things that we may convey to them in conversations on what's going on, oh, Father God, because they don't see, oh, Father God, but you have chosen, oh, Father God, the ones that you are desiring to carry, oh, Father God, those things that you desire to be established here upon the earth, oh, Father God. And then we thank you, oh, Father God, for those, oh, Father God, that we have a great love to pray for those, oh, Father God, that do not understand, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, spiritually of what's going on. But we thank you, oh, Father God, for placing that love within our hearts, oh, Father God, to cover those, oh, Father God, that are right now at this time not really knowing what's going on, not really seeing what's going on, not really hearing what's going on. But you have given those, oh, Father God, with the love, the same love that you have up in your heart for others, for us to have the same love toward others, oh, Father God, like you have for us. Oh, and we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we magnify you, oh, Father God. Oh, and oh, Father God, we thank you for strengthening us in this dispensation, season, and time. We thank you again, oh, Father God, for taking the blinders off our eyes so that we can see. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us divine understanding also, oh, Father God. Oh, divine understanding that transcends, oh, Father God, every earthly and material thing that we encounter up in this season, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating our understanding, oh, Father God. Thank you for regulating our perception, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating and putting those things in order and strengthening those things that is needed in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, on the earthly realm, oh, Father God, times have changed. So it's almost like a representation that time has changed, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability to move, oh, Father God. And you have your way in us, oh, Father God, and teach us, oh, Father God, how to maneuver, oh, Father God, in this earthly realm, oh, Father God, carrying your spirit, oh, Father God, carrying your anointing, oh, Father God, do the things, oh, Father God, that is coming upon the land. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for answering our prayers, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for sending your one and ministering angels on behalf of our prayers, oh, Father God, going into those areas and territories, oh, Father God, that you would have us to speak, oh, Father God, and to the spiritual realm and the atmosphere, because your word does not return back for us. Oh, Father God, let not any type of fleshly attributes, oh, Father God, be attached to our understanding, oh, Father God, but let the fruits of the Spirit, oh, Father God, have full reign and be measured from that place, oh, Father God, and not be intertwined, oh, Father God, with the things of this world and our understanding of past situations, oh, Father God, but let love and rule and reign, oh, Father God, from the vibrational accuracy, oh, Father God, that's going throughout the land once we speak, even if in our thoughts, oh, Father God, because you say to catch every thought captive, oh, Father God, even before they roll, oh, Father God, through the vibrational mechanism system that you have put in our vocal cords, oh, Father God, even, oh, Father God, those things that we may hear, oh, Father God, filter those, oh, Father God, that we may hear, oh, Father God, and that be measured automatically, oh, Father God, by your word, oh, Father God, that you have instilled in us. Oh, we thank you for strengthening us in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for our lawless acts, oh, Father God, because in your word you say you will remember them no more, oh, Father God, oh, because they all have been forgiven, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you, O Father God, for your word, O Father God, as it says in Hebrews 10:16-22. We thank you for establishing that up in the lives of your people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for that being that light that is shining, O Father God, because even, O Father God, understanding of your word, O Father God, to be holy means to shine, O Father God. Being holy is to let that light that you have placed within us shine, because when light comes in the darkness, it expels the darkness, O Father God. O Father God, sometimes we don't even have to use our words, O Father God, but you have given us eyes to see and the love within our heart, O Father God, for every person that we encounter, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, O Father God. Oh, we magnify you and glorify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Oh, again, O Father God, we thank you for strengthening our bodies, O Father God. We thank you for healing our bodies, O Father God. We thank you for regulating every system, O Father God, in our bodies to work together, O Father God, the way that you originally created it to work, O Father God. For sickness and disease, O Father God, does not come from you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for establishing that within us, O Father God, even in our mindset, O Father God, because in your words says that as a man thinketh, so is he, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for keeping us, O Father God, so we can have the mind of Christ, O Father God, having the mind of Christ to see and to think and to do the way that he lives in us, O Father God, and regulating those things within us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for the Spirit of Christ ruling and reigning within us, and if there's anything in us that is not of you, O Father God, we ask that the Spirit of Yahshua will come within us, O Father God, and root out and throw out everything, O Father God, in us that is not of you, that the enemy may try to use in certain situations that we may go through or encounter or experience, O Father God. Because as naturally, O Father God, when Yeshua went to the temple and threw out the money changers, O Father God, and told them, O Father God, how can they use, O Father God, the house of God, for monetary gain, O Father God, we ask, O Father God, that you would enter us in that same way, O Father God, and destroy, root out, throw out everything in us, O Father God, that we may have taken in, O Father God, even in our thought pattern, even in our mindset, O Father God, that is not of you, that is not useful in this time, O Father God, that the enemy, O Father God, may try to use against us, O Father God. But you already won the battle, O Father God. Teach us how to hold fast, O Father God, even if for the things that we may go through in this season, O Father God, in your word. Give us the discernment, O Father God, that is so desperately need at this time, O Father God. O Father God, let us be steadfast and unmovable, O Father God, for the true interpretation of your word, O Father God, that you speak to us inwardly, O Father God, through your Holy Spirit, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for blessing your ministering angels, O Father God, that work in and through the gospel, the ministers that minister unto your people, O Father God. Even, Father God, even we ask you now, O Father God, to perspective places that they may be going through, O Father God, that you would till their hearts to receive the word, O Father God, and that the enemy will not be able to snatch that word, O Father God, that is placed up in the heart, because it's going to fall upon good ground, O Father God. Lord, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing. Lord, we thank you for putting a hedge of protection, O Father God, around us, O Father God, our physical, our mental, and even the material things, O Father God, that you have allowed us to have at this time, O Father God. Even, Father God, let us not be tossed to and fro, O Father God, wondering, O Father God, should we acquire certain things in this time, O Father God, because we are the children of the Most High. We will not let anything come nigh our dwelling, according to 91st Psalm. Although, O Father God, that they may have things going on around the world, but it will not come nigh our dwelling, mentally, physical, and spiritual, and also financially. Oh, we thank you for your word being established within us, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, because you have made all things new within us. We honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you. Father God, we love you, and we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say you have been touched. Put your hand on. Say you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Faith is totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from. I have been touched. Changed. Healed. Totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live again. Y'all say it. I have been touched. Changed.
Christmas celebration. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th-year church celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper Sr.
Christ Temple True Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant,
Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night services at Saturday morning worship. We'll be held at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night. It's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews. Special guest, National Recording Artist Paul Porter. Evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Andorra Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy. Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor.
For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team.
March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. It's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m. In-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word.
let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord, I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Crying out the Lord, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome those that are joining us far and near. We bless the Lord for you and you on this day, and certainly we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he is and all that he's doing for the lives of his people. And those who are joining us from different parts of the world, bless you on today. And thank you once again for being part of what God is doing, what the Spirit of the Lord God is. There is extreme freedom, power, and there is liberty. And we thank God for what he's allowing to transpire in the heart and mind of so many people now that we're in a major move in the land that's somewhat unprecedented for so many people. We have to trust God with everything that we have right now. This is the unusual time of things happening around us and in our lives and in the lives of the people. So we're thanking God for what the Lord is allowing us to understand and what the Lord is allowing us to see and what he's allowing us to know. He's identified so many things in this time, and so many of us, we're watching it, we're seeing it, and we are experiencing major changes in the land. And so as we brace ourselves for what's here, we thanking God for it. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for the move in the land. We thank you for these, your people. And you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven. You will forgive their sin and heal their land. And so, God, right now we decree and declare that there will be a major healing, God, and restitution and reciprocity that will come to the people of God even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for those that have been healed by the very sound and the frequency of the word of God. You said in your word in Psalms 107:20, Lord, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. And God, we decree and declare a breakthrough, a healing anointing now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Those of you who are joining us via social platform, please share with others that they may be blessed by the engrafted word of the Lord God on this day. And we bless the Lord for partners and covenant partners and virtual members that are all connected with us. Thank God for the Blog Talk listeners as well. Continue to keep us in your prayer as we continue to raise the standard and raise the bar for men and women of God who are exegesis of the word and those who experience the hermeneutics of the word of God as well. And we thank God for you, and you on this day. For over the last probably 6 years now, we have engaged many of you in the teaching of the book of Daniel. However, at this time, we're going to stay in the book of Daniel, but we're going to take it to another, I would like to say, level or dimension for some, into the book of Daniel's chapter number seven of Daniel 7 and actually 25, a simple verse. I want to talk a little bit about Daniel. For those who have been following us, I want to recap on some of the things I shared with many of you in previous times about the book of Daniel. Now, the book of Daniel is one of the books of what we call the major prophets. This book is very important in terms of what we call prophetic encounters and prophetic codes that are being revealed through his book. Jeremiah books means Yahweh is exalted. Yahweh is salvation, correct? Isaiah book, let's go from the beginning. Isaiah book means Yahweh is salvation. 66 books. Jeremiah books means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. Lamentation is a contemporary of Jeremiah. Ezekiel means Yahweh is strength or God's strength. Daniel book means that Yahweh is judge or the judgment of God. Now, when you read those five books, you have four major prophets, not five, four major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. So you got five major prophets, but four major prophets, but five books. Look like the enemy is trying to confuse my words on today. Now, when you read the book of Daniel, understand it from its inception. 66 books of Isaiah is encrypted under what we call theology. So its books are, all of the books, Old Testament books, are what we call concealed because of its theological writing or its writing. What we call the Bible as infallible is really a translation. So a translation means someone who will write the Bible and they will translate from their translation or what they heard it from its original form. So if it's you'll read the Word of God, Hebrew, Arabic, Phoenician language, the hieroglyphic, the scrolls, and from that place, you have people who translate the word. And from the translation, you get what we call King James Version of the Bible. And you get what the king authorized, not him writing it itself. He was authorized. He authorized those who were under his reign to authorize them to write. Daniel book is important because Daniel book is a governmental book, and his book opens us up to really understand what is happening in the world as it relates to the universal things. Isaiah became a prophet after the death of a king. Jeremiah was a prophet before his existence in the earth realm. God said, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. Before you came out of your of the womb, you were already ordained or created or set apart. Lamentation is a book that deals with suffering, grief, pain, sorrow. It deals with wailing. Ezekiel came on the scene in the spirit realm, and Daniel became a prophet in the midst of bondage, slavery, and he was chosen from that place. And many prophets in the land question the validity of who they are and what they will become based upon someone telling them who they are or hearing who they are or being hands laid on by someone. You're not a prophet based upon those things. You are who you are based upon how God chose you or select you as his candidate for that particular office of the prophetic. As a prophet that I am, I've learned over the years that we have to be very careful who we allow to sanction what God already ordained from the beginning of time. Being a prophet is not predicated on organizations or who told you you would be a prophet or who sanctioned you to be a prophet. Prophets are not ruled and dominated by human theological presentation or what people say that God is not using prophets any longer. That was for the Old Testament. That's the furthest thing from the truth. The problem is that who we choose as prophets or who come in the name of a prophet are mostly these individuals are not trained or they're not taught correctly how to operate or flow in that particular area. And then you have those who call themselves prophets and they're not. They operate through the spirit of prophecy, through the gift of prophecy, and not the office of the prophet. That can be extremely confusing for many people due to them being in an audience and given the opportunity to be on a stage to talk and express the gift that's inside them, the spirit that will fall in the building. And they will use, and God will use them in that realm and that frequency. And they will speak or herald the very word of God. And from that place, they will give a right now word to many of the people. And when they do that, from that place and from that perspective, they now officially call themselves a prophet, or someone may say to them, wow, you know you're a prophet from the Lord. You know God uses you. And therefore, from that particular place, they will then start speaking, decreeing from the office of a prophet and causing confusion by speaking, thus says the Lord, when it's not even a word from the Lord. The enemy have pushed them into a place where they would not mature or develop in. And then those who are prophets, who live, breathe, walk in that particular office continuously, are confused because they suffer from rejection, abandonment, hurt, not being part of a group of people. And the mind, because when you walk in the office of something, you live in that realm. And so from that place, your life is totally set apart. So you're never part of, you're always in a sacred place, which you call a lonely place. So you're always seeking affirmation, confirmation, audience, and people. And you will never be part of those who are in, who are gifted, or those who operate in the spirit. Because your life is totally set apart for God, and he uses you in ways that are impeccable. And so your fight is even greater as it relates to perverse realm. You have to tap into realms in the spirit where things have to be filtered out of you, because Old Testament prophets receive from God. New Testament prophets, we perceive. So we have to go in between. We have to go between because it's filtered out. You have Jesus, Yeshua. And so between Jesus and getting the word, there's so much that you have to pick up that is filtered. So you have to clear it out so you can hear from God exact details of what God wants you to hear based upon the word of God and your relationship with God. And so Old Testament received exactly from God. New Testament, we perceive because we have Jesus as the mediator or mediation. So as a prophet, you have to understand the place of what? Intercession. You have to understand being able to be in a place of intercession, a place set apart, so that when God uses you, you're a vessel for him and not for somebody else. You're able to be used by the Spirit of the Lord God to release the word of God to people. And so when you arrive to the book of Daniel, which means Yahweh is judge, or Yahweh is the judgment of God, you have to understand his 12 books are governmental books that deal with spiritual dimensions and kings and realms, or ancient spirits. Daniel book was full of many ancient spirits, or what we call Babylonian spirit, Neo-Persian spirit. And so he had to serve under ancient deity kings who served deity gods. And that's even more dangerous when you have to serve under a king who God does not serve the God that you serve in your background or your history. So God had to deal with Daniel in such a way that his relationship with God had to be so impeccable as it relates to intercession, so he can hear from God and gain favor from those kings who rule those realms by ancient spirit. And many of us who are believers in the world, we're fighting natural people trying to understand spiritual things. Your fight is not me. My fight is not you. My fight is a principality, a power, a ruler of darkness, a spiritual wickedness in what? High places. And when you understand that, you understand the power for which you have as a man of God, as a woman of God in the kingdom. You understand the power you have in the kingdom of God, because in the kingdom of God, our fight is not natural. It's not natural. It's spiritual. And if many people in the body will understand that you're not fighting, this is not a natural fight. This is spiritual. It's spiritual. And people take it personal. They take it so personal as believers. You cannot take what's happening in the world as a natural issue. you will miss it. And that is why we're watching in Exodus in many areas of the world right now, because most leaders, political leaders, governmental officials, church leaders are leaving here because they're trying to fight a natural man or a natural area, and it's spiritual. So they're being worn down and broken and leaving here early, and sickness is upon their life. Many people are leaving here with memory loss. I want to use that term, memory loss, when really it's dementia, because the word of God said, I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. When you compromise yourself to decide to support secret society, organizations, and people who want you to bow to that realm, you now have sacrificed your mind and made covenant with realms and world that deviate from the course of God. And in your latter years, they suffer from sickness because they open themselves up to those realms and those people to fight and give their right to human cloning and human people to rule over them. And they leave here operating in what? Dementia. Yeah, not operating in the dimension. And so you have so many people are fighting a natural thing when it's spiritual. If you tap into the spiritual things of God, you will be able to overrule natural battles that are coming against you and force it. Because in the spirit world, God will give you access to the fallen angels who are carrying the secrets of the heavenlies in eternity before they fail. And he will give you access how to tap into those areas so you will be able to war and you will be able to overrule their frequency from humanity, because God revealed to you the mystery of eternity, the mysteria of God. So Daniel, brilliancy in chapter number 1, gave him power not to eat of the Babylonian system or eat from the table or the meat, which they call it, the translation, which was the porridge. He did not eat of that. He did not eat of the table of the food chain of the Babylonian system. So he gained favor from the eunuch. And the eunuch tells him, your continent will change. If they see that you're not eating, they'll see that your continent, or the king will notice your continent will change. Many of us, when you look at people in the world and those who are saved and those who are in ministry, that all of their continents have changed. Why? Because they age based upon what they eat. They age based upon what they fight. They age based upon the stresses and the pressures and the cares of life and the things of life, because they take it on things in the natural when it's actually spiritual. You have so many people that are trying to get back at other people, holding up things and harboring things in their past, harboring things from church people to what they've done to them. So they never come to the revelation of the power of being anointed, but they will only flow in the gift, and they will move in the spiritual thing of the prophetic, not under the office. The office is a totally different place. You serve, you live, you breathe, you eat, you maneuver. That's your life. If you are a prophet, you think totally different. Your appetite changes. You're not like the norm. You can't even fit in. You suffer from so many different imbalances in the earth realm, because your body is designed by the nature of God and the ways of God and the things of God. And if you marry someone who is not a prophet or a prophetess, then you'll understand that oftentimes they like to be apart. They like to have their own time with God. They separate. Even if they're together, they still are separated. And you'll feel like, what did you do wrong? You don't want to be with. No, their life is totally set apart for God. Now, let me take you into the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and verse 7 and verse 25. 7 and 25. And I hope to not be before you long on today, but I want the people to really understand exactly what's going on right now and what you're going to experience. Now, many of you have followed me for probably 8, 9, 10 years, and some of you have been coming in to follow, and some have been following and maneuver in and out. So go ahead and share this with others. Now, the book of Daniel is considered what we call it an apocalyptic book. Now, when you read Daniel, apocalyptic is really a Greek word. So in Daniel translation, there's a lot of information that's in it that has been changed from a translation standpoint. But Daniel, his name means God is judge or judgment of God. Now, Daniel, the apocalyptic means, it's an ancient Greek means, which means apocalypse. It literally means an uncovering and a disclosure of knowledge or relation within religion content. It is disclosure of something hidden in a vision or the heavenly vision in secrets that can make sense in what we call earth reality. So what I'm sharing with you today is that men and women of God, what you're getting ready to view and what I'm sharing with you today, you can go ahead and Google this, and you can go Google it. You can go in your, after you come off, you can go over to check your phone, go over to the internet and watch what's getting ready to transpire in the United States as it relates to California, especially in the Napa Valley, and especially what's going on in the world banking system and what's getting ready to transform in the earth realm. Now, we just came into daylight savings time. So most people who did not move their clock ahead an hour, it's still 7-Eleven in other cities. It's still, if you're in California, you're 2 hours behind. If you're in East Coast, it's 9-11, but some people would think it's probably 8-11. Now, what you have is you have the time change, and the time change is changing instantly within an hour. So you're watching time change. Most at 2 o'clock, they said put your clock ahead 1 hour. And so that's in all the time zones. So everybody move ahead an hour. So we're dealing with a time change. But what you must understand that when you're dealing with world banks and world systems, they on a certain frequency that when our time change, their time does not change. It does not change the dynamics of how things operate and the way things are done. We change based upon the calendar or certain times of the year. I'm getting ready to take you all somewhere so you can really understand what's getting ready to befall the world and what's getting ready to transpire in this era, this dispensation, this time in the earth realm. Everything is changing. And you will know it's changing by the nature of matter. The Lord gave me this word this morning for the people. And I'm going to share with you Daniel 7 in 25. Actually, let me take you to 22 and we're going to move through this to 25. Verse 7 and 22. Unto the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. The saints possessed the kingdom. And thus he said, the four beasts shall be the four kingdoms upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all the other kingdom, all the other kingdom, and shall divide the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horn out of this kingdom are the ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. Now, verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and seek to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and time and the dividing of time. Excuse me. What I'm sharing with you today is that universally what we're watching is nature overruling mankind. Nature is in place. We're getting ready to see the devouring of nature, and things are happening globally around the world. And the media is controlling the narrative, especially the mainstream media is controlling the narrative. So what you're seeing and you're experiencing is only what they want you to see, hear, and know, and experience. But what you're actually watching is you're watching the world change, and you're watching nature overrule what's going on. You're watching the entire Napa Valley in California transcend. You're watching the entire state of California diminish. You're watching the entire coastal line transform. You're watching the Washington, D.C. move. Everything is being changed right now. The old is leaving. The new is emerging. And there's a battle in the spiritual world for the power that be. 2019 was a setup, saints of God. 2020 was a year of the obituary for many of the believers and many of those who were chosen and selected sons and daughters. That's why anybody who were prophetic in 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, and coming into 2023, you were supposed to be encrypted with codes, and your whole DNA supposed to be changed right now. And so many of us right now, nature is working in the divine will for our life. That's why there's so much mental battles within the mind, the brain, and the thought of people at this very moment. And those who have went in and was connected to that realm or took shots and who was in that frequency, changed, things have changed the DNA. And you're watching the effect of it 2024, 2025, 2026. And many of them, you're watching the experience of it now. And everything that was set in place was supposed to remove you from your identity of who you are in God and your DNA of who you are in God. And actually what you were heirs to in the kingdom of God, or the legacy that was supposed to come down to your bloodline and your family line and the things that God had designed for you. So the battle that you're dealing with right now is you're dealing with the entire nature working in the favor of the men and the women of God. Look at what's going on with the wealthy, the billionaires over in Napa Valley, those who built those houses over there, things that are transpired. It's a colliding. Look at the Silicon Valley. Look at the bank systems over there. Look at what's transpired country at this very moment that is happening. This is spiritual. And because of the noble birthing families of the world, you find out now there's a collide in the spiritual world with power and authority and the wealth porter and the perverseness of the world. That's why society will never be the same. And that's why church people are trying to come back to the same institutionalism, and they can't fit in. Pastors can't even open up doors anymore. Churches can't even operate like they operate because they're trying to come back to the same systems of organized systems and ways, and it's not going to happen. It's going to cause a revolt. Some people are going to die. Ichabod could be on buildings. People mindset, they'll never do it again because of nature is in control of every dominant sector in the seven continents of the world. Everything is changing. We have too many people with an 8-track mind in the iPad chip generation, and it's not adding up. So they're quitting, they're bailing out, they're losing their mind. Look at the leaders who are in position, and they don't think the way they think. Their mindset is different. They can't respond cognitively. They can't even think at a level that we can think at. Their intellect and dialect is more institutionalism, and they're cloned by systems of the world. So when you speak of the prophetic and you flow into the mystery, they can't even comprehend it because they're lost in the genre of the world system. They're locked in their mind, and they can't even exit out of that. The cerebellum is sealed, and the cerebrum is locked now. So you have most people in churches that in famines in churches. It sounds good. They're being moved by emotions, but not moved by the anointing of God. They're not being delivered. They're getting an emotional fix. They're getting a shot from a sound, and they're coming back still in the same mindset, in the same way. So the pressure is on. The pressure is pulling them. They're being driven, and many of them are going back to the same trap. The same trap. Look at leaders. If you ever see what's going on in the world, look at what most people are doing. They're doing the same thing that they were doing in 2018, 2016. 2012, 2000, 98, they're forever learning, and they never come into the knowledge of the truth of God. So they limit their creativity, and the geniuses of them are limited to nothing. And most people in the world are living in an illusion and a delusion, and they lock because what God has done is he turned them over to unnatural affection. That's what you're watching. You're watching a world full of people who operate in unnatural affection. Love has waxed totally cold. He turned people over to a strong delusion. They rather believe a lie than the truth. If you even told them the truth and put the truth before them, they will tell you that's not the truth. Because of the systemic frequencies that are dominating the earth realm, if God even sent an angel to them, they wouldn't even believe it's an angel from the Lord. Because they wouldn't even be able to determine because they're blinded. As the word of God said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that the God of this world have blinded the mind of them. They're blinded to every level. And so what you used to perceive as gifted or anointed was really charismatic frequency. People, you were being moved by your emotion because people play on the emotion. Adolf Hitler said he used emotion for the masses, and he used reasoning for the few. So those who understood what was going on, you couldn't move them. But those who did not have knowledge, or they went along with the system, emotionalism, people played on their emotion. Let me take you to four areas. The law of nature. Now listen to the law of nature and what's getting ready to transpire in the next, I'm going to say probably the next 90 days. The next 90 days, what you're getting ready to see in the next 90 days. Politically, you have so many political leaders exiting out who are not running for office. Senate, Congress people, these people are no longer running for public office. They're done. They're capped off in their life. You're watching in the spirit world, there are many major leaders in the spirit world or in religion has capped off. And you're watching the nature of the earth being changed. Now, when you deal with nature, you're dealing with the characteristics as it relates to nature. And so when you're talking about nature, you're talking about the external world in its entirety of how things are, the nature of the scenery of the earth in the world, the temperament of the world. And so the law of nature is what goes up must come down. What went up must come down. Number one, what goes up must come down. We are in the coming down. That's why the word of the Lord God said the wealth of the unjust is laid up for what? The just. The just can't tap into it because their DNA have been breached by 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. And others, their mental capacity doesn't give them the right to it because they sold their birthright to secret society, organization, and people. So what goes up must come down, and people can't tap into it because they don't even know what went up, period. So they don't know what's coming down because they've been controlled by man. And that law does not change. The law of nature does not change. So God must raise up men and women of God from the unknown, from the areas of remnant. And people don't even understand what a remnant is. Study that. Study the historicity of what a remnant is. What is a person that's considered a remnant? A remnant is original. It's the actual origin of the nature of human and humankind. That means that fallen angels slept with the daughters of men, and from that place were birthed into the earth realm children that was born from the fallen angels. Now, those are remnants, but they are not the remnants that God had ordained. You have to follow me, people of God, so you can understand what's going on as it relates to remnants. Those are counterfeit remnants. Now, the original remnants are those who God created and established that he had to deal with them. And what we call Israel, we're really talking about land. What God called Israel is he calling it promise. See, Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel, that was the dividing place of the power between man and angels. It was the battle between mankind and the angels. And Jacob wrestled all night with the angel for the power and the position in the earth realm. And that's why when Jacob wrestled with the angel said, who are you? He said, Jacob. He said, no, you're not a shyster no more. You're Israel. You're promised. Because God promised people. He made a promise to us. And we are in the promissory notice. We're in the promises of God now. We're in the righteousness of God. And many people don't get it because they don't understand what goes up must come down. You are in the timetable of God. God is getting ready to earmark. God is getting ready to earmark a blessing to our life right now. And the people don't understand what belongs to them because they don't even know who they are. That's why the world is playing on perverse stuff. That's why they plan on perversion. That's why they intertwining perverted people into the world. That's why the perverse movement in the world is making way for many other people. People don't know who they are. They don't even have an identity. They don't know if they're a man or woman, a woman or man. That's why the genderism spirit in the world intertwining with the spiritual world, and they use it. They're doing everything as it relates to children, adults, men and women of God, because we're fighting in the spiritual world. And many people, they don't have their identity because they don't know who they are. And if you ever notice in the world, what culture do they play on when it comes to the homosexual movement, to the lesbian movement, to the perverse movement? They play on the darker people. They make it feel like we're the one. And then they use human rights to define the perverse movement in the land. And we fall for that spiritual world, and then we go through the battles of what it is, and we engrafting them in there, and they pervert and pollute our music, our children, our family, our background. We don't even think from that capacity. If you study the history of the study of your of who you are in the things of God, that's why they do what they do to the male man, to the male in the background. That's why to move into that music industry, you have to compromise yourself. To move into that Hollywood industry, you have to compromise yourself. To get to those highest peaks, you have to compromise your human gene to operate in that level for those people. And when you do that, it's called the point of no return. And some people have crossed over to the point of no return. It's no coming back for them. That's when you call a reprobated mind. You see people who are operating in a reprobated mind because there's no coming back for some people. They can still move, but you listen to the psyche of them. You listen to them speak. You listen to them talk. They have crossed over into those realms. That's why you got those people that cross-dress, cross over into that spiritual, that realm in the world, and they lose their mind, and times and seasons are changing, and the power that be is coming down. What you're watching right now, you're watching the highest level in the world coming down. What goes up must come down. If you ain't in position, you'll miss totally what God is trying to say because you're being too busy trying to be seen, being able to operate in a presence. Number two. Doing that to others as you would they do unto you. In this time, you watching people who have mistreated other people, they're paying a price. Now, I want everybody to listen to this. Some of us are asking a question about how this person, like he is, why is he sick? But why are these things happening? This person was good. No. They have mistreated people. And I want many of you who are following me to watch very closely what's getting ready to happen in Vatican City. I want many of you, June 2023, the royal family. Keep your eye in view of the White House. What goes around coming around. Last year at this time, they were attacking Donald Trump. This year, they're attacking Biden and his family. What goes around comes around. Last year, the transition of the royal family. This year is the positioning of the royal family. What goes around comes around. The 70 years is completed in this year of Queen Elizabeth. Done. The Pope is done. The genealogy of the Biden family when he took over, when he became a senator back in the 70s from Congress, is done. You're watching what happened as it relates to Ukraine and Russia. It's done. You're looking at a world system that have changed. Napa Valley, all of the land, experiencing what goes around comes around. It's unstoppable and irreversible now in the land. Nature is responding to the cataclysmic things that have attacked God's people and have attached itself to the presence of the nature of a matter. Number three, we're watching people reap what they sowed. You're seeing the reaping what they sowed. So those who have done wrong and you didn't know about it, I didn't know about it, we didn't see it, it's happening. Let me give you a perfect example. Are y'all ready for this? Walmart family, the Walton family, Walmart. Look at all the stores closing in major cities. Look at the billions of dollars Sam Walton gave to his children and the in-house fighting of his children over billions of dollars. They are in a major fight for their life. The siblings are. So they're battling over all of the billions of dollars. That man shared, that man invested, shared with other people. Look at what's going on. Look at the Murdoch man over in South Carolina, this billionaire. Look at his exposed. Look at what's going on in the wealthy of the richest of the people. That's only a sample of what's going around, coming around. What goes around, come around, men and women of God. You know what the Lord said? Be still, he said to me. Matthews, be still. Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will exalt you among the heathen, and I will exalt you in the earth. Be still. It's not about an audience right now. It's about his presence, and his presence will create the audience that will come. Be still, some of you saints. The mental mind, the mind is playing tricks on so many people right now to the point where people almost feel like they're losing their mind. I mean, the rap sheet of the mental capacity right now is so dangerous. It's so dangerous right now for so many people. It's scaring people. So they're connecting with the wrong people. They stand in places they don't even supposed to be right now. because the mindset is in a dangerous, it's in a dangerous place right now. So many of you, you have to guard the seat of your emotions in your mind right now. Some of you got to be quiet. You're just talking for nothing, because the enemy is playing with your thoughts in your mind. He's creating things that doesn't even exist on the Richter scale of your DNA. I'm telling you. Let me go further so you can understand. You people are reaping what they sow. Stand back and see the salvation of God right now. Watch what the Lord will do. Do you know, for many of us, 90% of the church world, and I'm going to say 90% of the church world, when they see you do an event, they immediately do another event because of what you're doing. They're not doing it because God told them. They're doing it with what you're doing, so that they can say, I'm doing the same thing. I'm making things happen. It's not that God told them. What they're doing is they're copying. They're trained to be copycatters, not trained to be originators. So remnant, they don't have the power of the remnant to understand that place or dimension in the spirit world. Because they just, everything somebody do, you'll see the next week somebody doing the same thing, following the same way, acting the same way, the same characteristics, because they have lost their identity. Can I say this for somebody? People have lost their identity to coronavirus and COVID-19. They lost their identity. You reap what you sow. Number four is what goes around is coming back. What goes around is coming back around right now. So while you were fighting and battling against people in the natural, you lost time. Some people were competing against relationships. You were competing against a woman, competing against a church, competing against organizations and supervisors. You were competing. You lost time. Most of you that are following me right now, your pain is you lost time and you wasted time with people that you knew was not going places. And then the ones that was actually going places who matured, you missed it because you counted them out. Let me speak for me. So many people counted me out because I was dealing with consequences and things in my past. So people judged me from that place. And what happened is you have a lot of people who have counted you out, and they realize that you were part of the DNA of God's plan for the right now. Let me put it in this way. If you were doing what you were doing today, 10 years ago, it would have been too soon. If you're doing what you're doing now, 10 years down the road, it would be too late. You were specifically established for this era. You were made for this era. There was no other time in the historicity and the etymology of time. You were in existence. You were made for this dispensation of time. Some of you, now this is an all points bulletin for some of you. Some of you, God allowed you to be in the mess you were in. He allowed it, and he allowed you to stay in there until this time so you can come out of it. Some of you were in stuff you didn't even imagine you would ever be in. Some of you were in places you didn't imagine you would ever be in. Some of you were thoughts you had never thought you would be in. And God created you for this time, and he allowed you to stay in it to bring you to the right now of your life. And some of you are in stuff right now. You don't even know how to get out, period. You can get in a prayer line, and you still going to be in it. You can get your hand laid on, you ain't still going to be, you're going to still be in it. You can get a prophetic word, and you still going to be in it because you're not tired of your pain because you keep missing your purpose. You have to be tired of that same pain. You'll tap into something you'll never thought you'd go into. And some of you are following genealogy glitches in your bloodline. You got family members that did the things you did, and you just followed up on what they did. You're in the same exact detail of your mother and your father. Same detail. Exact to the exact T. It is nothing changed. The trajectory, nothing changed. Until you step out. If you step out, it almost kill you. You know why? Because you're carrying the genealogy of your mother and your father. If you step out, it'll hurt your soul's realm. It even caused a fight in that bloodline. If some of you step out right now in your genealogy, there will be a war in your genealogy right now. And you'll be like, you'll go back home. What is going on here? Because you step out. You in revolt against the genealogy of your bloodline. You in revolt against the church that they were in. You in revolt. Some of you are fighting your genealogy bloodline because you stepped out. It'll have nothing to do with your now. You're fighting your daddy's demons, your mama's demons, your great-great-great-great-great-grandma's demons, your great-great-great-grandfather's demonic forces. You're changing the genealogy, so your life is mentally fine. You've been forced to fight things that they were supposed to fight, so you have to battle in those realms to even pull the wealth out, to pull the power out, to pull the next out. So you're fighting, and you got to protect your children in your life because you're fighting for the very mindset. You're in this generation. That's why that corona, that little crown that covers the gene, the atom, that's playing tricks on people. What goes around comes around. You're fighting that. And finally, people forgive, but those streets remember. That's why nature is doing that right now. Look at what's happening. Some of you right now, and I'm going to bless somebody right now. Some of you right this moment, if the right man showed up or the right woman showed up, you would be so confused because your bloodline will fight it. It has nothing to do with you. Your bloodline will fight it. If a great man shows up, your bloodline is fighting you so bad, you'll be scared to make a decision. Your bloodline is fighting you so bad, you'll be scared to make a decision. Why? Because your bloodline, that generational perverted line, is fighting you to the place where you can't even make a choice or a decision. You're in a war zone. You're right here. And for some of you, God have you at the most pivotal point of your life to move over your life, and you so scared to make a move because you're going back to the ancient bloodline that does not want you to sit on the throne. That's why you don't see a queen on the throne, period, in England. That's why you see the Pope over in Vatican City. He's not even running the Vatican City. That's why you see in the White House, the president is not even running the White House. There's no leader in any of the highest positions in the world running anything. The nation is being ran by a freak, by nature. These people are so confused. That's why in the beginning of the year, you saw what happened on the United States Congress, House of the Floor. Congress, look at that confusion. That's how we came into 2023, in utter confusion. And if you're a leader right now, you better lead. Don't let nobody lead you. Do not allow anybody to lead you. And the ones you think are leading you, they're not leading you. They're playing on your emotion. They don't even know which direction they're going. And you better be careful of Jezebel and Delilah, because that spirit will overrule a man if he ain't in position of power. He'll never have a chance. And it's so many of those spirits that are in the highest level. They're so confused, they don't even know what to do. So if you're a leader, lead. Don't say you're leading and you ain't doing nothing. You better lead like never before because of what's going on. He's wearing out people. He's wearing out the saints right now. He's burning people out right now. I'm in a leadership as a leader, leading the people, directing the people in traffic jam and maneuvering, being burnt out by spirits that are already invested in demon territory. You have to be very careful of who you connect with, you intertwine with at this time. And then those men who are so-called leaders are not leading. They already made a covenant with ancient spirits. They have already sold themselves out. That's why that death spirit in the land is creeping up on people. And you know what it's doing? It's creeping in the mind. It's attacking the mind. Some people, their mind, they don't even know if they're here. Look at between 1 and 5 seconds. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to this far just for some of you. Between 1 and 3 seconds, they can't even keep a thought. You can talk to them, and they're gone. And then you say, are you with me? And then they still say, are you with me? They say, yeah, go ahead. I hear what you said. No. Because that, I'm telling you, between 1 and 3 seconds, the mind is gone. They didn't hear nothing you said because of what's going on in the world. He's wearing out the thing. The time projectile in the land. And you have so many people. Let me go over all of the points. The law of nature is what goes up must come down. It's happening. Number two, do unto others as you would they do unto you. It's happening right now. We reap what we sow. We're watching right now in the earth realm. They're reaping what they sow. Look at the media. Look at the television media. Look at what's going on. Number four, what goes around is coming back around now. If you missed it 20 years ago, you got an opportunity now. You won't get it in 2024 and 2025. It's only going to enhance. The people forgive, but the streets remember. Everything that's happening is right now. For some of you, you are in the greatest time in nature. Nature is remembering you and what you have done. Some of you have wasted so much time with people and things. You're frustrated. And there are millions and millions and billions of people not living in the wheel. They're only doing the works. They're only doing works, not wheel. They're burning themselves out. Some people are working so hard to get away from the mess that they're in. It's easy to be in where you are at so you can get away from the mess. This may be my way out. The enemy, the law of the nature, is in total effect right now. It's happening. Unusual temperature changes. Unusual avenues. Unusual moments. Now, it's going on 9 o'clock. People are joining us now because they're still behind in the time zone. Those who jumping on now, you just missed a whole probably an hour of the teaching. We're in a pivotal time. It's happening right this moment. Unusual things are getting ready to transpire from the Caribbean Sea. Unusual is getting ready to manifest from the Caribbean Sea. Unusual things you're getting ready to see manifest in the earth realm. Unusual things. Nature is operating over the precipitation of what is. The kingdom of God has never changed. It's just a deception of the kingdom of this world that I fooled you to think they have changed. Nothing has changed. They're using the very inscription of what God said in eternity right here in tab to draw you into the web. Everything they're doing now is to draw you into the web of what was already done. Some of you, you must be still and know that he is God. He would exalt you among these heathens, and he would exalt you in the earth. Your promotion does not come from the east. It does not come from the south. It does not come from the west. God takes down one and he raises up another. He never mentioned the north. There are four types of wind. He never mentioned the north. The sacred, the mystery, the mysterious, the unknown. You must know who you are in God for real this time. Because what we're experiencing is a legacy that's getting ready to return to its originality. A legacy is getting ready to return to its originality. That's why it's easy to say I'm church. We had some church today. That's why it's easy to say, oh, we had a great time. No, your flesh, your mind is a totally different thing when you tap into it, because the legacy is at stake at this time for many of you all. And the currency of the world, is getting ready to change. Money, dinar, you name the currency, foreign money, everything is coming into a balance and you're getting ready to see what you didn't think you would see is getting ready to manifest for your life at this time. The value of things are high, so the value of things in your life are expensive now. Everything is changing. And those who were in the warp syndrome, that's the mind, can't change. You're wasting your time on that. You will not change them. They will not change. They will wear you down. They will burn you out. They will stop your future. They will hinder your ministry. They will stop your corporation. They will stop everything you have because you will connect with them who are already sold. Don't waste your time. This time zone you're in has changed the entire earth realm. You're in a cataclysmic event now. Embrace yourself for where you're going to go. The nature have changed the rules. Man doesn't have anything to do with this one. Man has no power over this shift. They have no power over this realm and this dimension. They can't even move in it. They don't even know what to do, what's up or what's down, period. It's already happening. Brace yourself for the climate right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Brace yourself at this time now in the earth realm at this time. All right. Father, we thank you. We honor you right now. We thank you for the word of the Lord God, the vision of the heavenly secrets being revealed in the earth reality to your people. And Father, we know that the enemy come in to wear out the things of the Most High to change times and times and seasons. And Father, right now, we direct their thoughts and their mind into the perfect will of your word, even now in Jesus' name. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Now we bind up the spirit of confusion, the enemy that wants to come back and try to steal the word that was sown. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, people of God, I want to take this time to personally invite you to join us for our church 20th year celebration. Now, if you are in the Chicagoland area, you can join me today at 11 a.m. in our service. Now, many of you who have partnered with us and have followed us over the last 8-9 years, we want to give you a personal invitation to join us for our church 20-year celebration. It's been 20 years now, and it begins on March 31st through April the 2nd. On March 31st, we're going to have a powerful time. Now, you can go to my Facebook page, and you can see the event. It's going to be very powerful. We're going to have awesome worship. We're going to have awesome praise. It's going to be an experience like none other. And we want you to be part of it Friday night. My good friend from Gary, Bishop Cooper, will be coming to minister to us. Saturday morning, Jerome DeWatt will be coming in from Fayetteville. He's going to be teaching on worship, prophetic worship. He's going to bless the house. That's 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll be serving, so come in and be blessed and even enjoy the amenities of the breakfast. Now, at coming back that night is our black tie banquet. It's a black tie banquet, red carpet gala. We want you to join us for it. That's the celebratory night. My good friend Paul Porter will be there. Evangelist Nellie Kirkpatrick will be there. Mother Ellen Allen will be there. Many other guests will be coming in for that. We're going to have a powerful time. Comedian will be there. Special guest will be there. I even have a special guest that haven't confirmed yet, but they're coming to be with us. The tickets are $70 that include everything in the banquet. Dinner will be served promptly at 7 o'clock. We want you to be there. Tickets for children 13 and under, $30. You want to come to be in this event. You don't want to miss it. The theme this year is go big or don't go at all. I'm looking to see many of you. For more information to purchase your ticket, call our office number 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. We want to see you there for our 20th year celebration. That's March 31st through April the 2nd. Friday night will be at our local church. Saturday morning, our local church. Sunday at the banquet facility. Then we're coming back Sunday morning at our local church. We would love to see you in the building for 20-year celebration. It has been a journey over these last 20 years of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 28 years in ministry, and you name it, of the things that we had to experience to be where we are today. And still here, bless the name of the Lord. So we want you to come to join us for this auspicious event. Purchase your ticket now. You can. There are many of the kingdom leaders on here. You see some of them on here now. Reach out to them. They will get the ticket to you. Some of you can message them to purchase your ticket. I will love to see you for this Black Tie Affair. It's going to be an epic one. I'm looking forward to seeing many of my guests to join us for the 20-year celebration. You can purchase tickets from any of the leaders at our local church. You can purchase tickets from Kingdom Leaders in Texas. You can purchase Kingdom Leaders in Alabama and around the United States, the tickets are sale. If many of you would do me a favor who are following us, if you would take this flyer and share it on your page, I will greatly appreciate it. Would you do that for me? Many of my partners, take the flyer that we shared about the 20th year and share it. Even if you want to share it in your Facebook page, please do that for us. Invite people to come. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. All right? Now, those of you who want to be a blessing today, if you're a covenant partner, a virtual member, I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. Some of my virtual members who have been virtual members are members of the ministry, but you watch us on Facebook or you listen to us on the blog side. You see this piece I have in my ear. We have many that are listening in on the blog side. These are virtual members and those who are connected with us. Join us. If you're saying, Prophet Matthews, I want to be part of this ministry. Man of God, your words have been life-changing. Now, so many of you follow us, but you don't have a church home. If you want to be part of this movement and you want to partner with us, or you want me to pastor you as a virtual member, call our office number. Many people, I realize, will probably not go back to local churches. It's a reality. Demonic spirit, whatever it is. But you want to be part of what's going on. And you said, I would love for you to pastor my purpose, because that's what I do. I don't pastor people. I pastor God's purpose in you. And you want to connect with us and partner with me, please do that. I would love to have you to be part of our ministry globally. around the world. So many of you feel disenfranchised by what you have experienced and what you've seen in ministry. And so many people that are displeased by what they do. And you said, man of God, I would love to connect with the ministry. Well, you can do that now. We have men and women of God who want to be part of what God is doing. And I want to give you that opportunity to do that. Amen. Please reach out to our office number, 877-912-2027, or call our local office. And it's on the screen there, 708-825-1988. I love you to be part. And join us in our service. Drive by. Come by to see us. Follow me with Drive By with the Prophet. We'd love to see you be part of it. All right. I'm going to give you opportunity to sow a seed to this ministry. If you want to be a blessed, it's offering time. You can sow your tithes and your offering, or you can bless us with a seed if you desire to do that. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I want to be a blessed, I want to sow a seed today, please do that now. You can go to our Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle. It's also on the screen there at We Restore You, the letter U in the alphabet, at yahoo.com. And be a blessing. If you believe in God today, sow a seed if you would. Sow a seed today. I trust God. Make a donation to this ministry. I'm donating Prophet Matthew because I believe in what God is doing. And this word today, the law of nature is in our favor. Today's message, the law of nature is in our favor. Once again, today's message, the law of nature is in our favor. You want to sow a seed today. Those of you who want to sow a generous seed to us, please consider that today. If you're partnering with us, you said, Prophet Matthew, what is it that you're asking to sow? Those of you who will commit today to sow a seed of $50, I greatly appreciate it. Or any amount higher than that, we greatly appreciate it. Today's message, the law of nature is in your favor. The law of nature is in your favor. So that, seed, if I can just trust that five people will step out and say, I will sow the $100 seed, I will greatly appreciate it on today. I must go. I love you all. I appreciate you all for following us every Sunday morning right here at 7:30 to be blessed. Now we're getting ready to head to our sanctuary where we're getting ready to minister the word of the Lord God. Right now, the time is 9:11 in the central time zone, 10:11 in the eastern time zone, 7:11 in the west time zone. Those times are very critical to me when I look at timing. So be a blessing today. We thank you in advance, men of God and women of God, on today. I'm looking to see you at our conference, 20 years celebration, and I'm looking to see the rest of you all connecting with us as we connect the word of the Lord God. Join us any other time. We Drive By with the Prophet. I love to connect with you and be part of what God is doing in your life and for your life on today. All right, saints of God, those who are following us on Blog Talk Radio, we bless the Lord for you. Thank you, partners over there who's partnering with us. We appreciate you on today. Some of you are not on the social platform, but we certainly thank God for you being connected with us. You can be a blessing as well over there too. All right, saints of God, be blessed on today. Stay in that place of God. Follow him and follow the purpose for which he's given you. The word of the Lord God said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Today's message, the law of nature is in your favor. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
It's a celebration.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th Year Church Celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper Sr.
Christ Temple True Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant,
Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night service and Saturday morning worship. We'll be held at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night.
It's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews. Special guest,
National Recording Artist Paul Porter.
Evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick.
This will take place at Antora Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight.
Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children.
$70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy.
Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIN, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor.
For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team.
March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at...
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon. Coming soon.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support.
Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.